I have this question. Why do I feel God always wanted to rub His unconditional love on my face? You know how we say, you know, He rubbed it in my face, you know, we just like, I don't even know, you know. English is not my first language, but I think we say He rubbed it in my face. Why do I always think that God is so eager to show me that I cannot offer Him anything, and He's this God that always forgives, and He's a bigger person, which He is, but He's just so amazing and I'm not, and I'm this wretched sinner, like Paul said, this foremost of sinners that He loved, and He's always a bigger person. I have nothing to offer. I am this lone, lowly person that is so in need of Him, and just, I have nothing to offer Him, and it's all Him. Why do I always feel? Of course, all that thing that I said, I would say it's true, but why do I feel that He wants to rub it in my face? You know, it's like the story of this perhaps great billionaire that has no issue with money and always goes and helps the poor and the needy and the afflicted. But normally those people that they do it, they never rob their good works or their love or their financial help to the face of the poor and the afflicted and the needy. You have a doctor that they, I think it's called Doctor Without Borders. They go and help, but they never try to make sure that their patient, they know how amazing that these doctors are. God doesn't do that, but I have a problem. It's me that I always think that, man, no matter what I do for Him, He's always, you know, just, He's always comes ahead. Thank you. He always comes ahead and I always come behind. But the thing is, He put something in me and He put something in you that is so precious to Him. Yes, I can change His mood. He gave me and gave you that power to bless Him. We have power to bless God, and it was given to us. You know, people will say, you made my day. Or some people say, you ruined my day. Meaning we have a power to ruin each other's day or to make each other's day. Of course, God lives outside time. That's what we heard. But it looked like that the Israelite, which is the picture of us people, we have power given by God to almost ruin His mood and ruin His day. Do you remember in the book of Isaiah? He said, do not bring these sacrifices to me. My soul cannot bear it. Do not tremble my cord. I cannot take it. This is God talking. Meaning the power was given to us. Then why do I think that in our relationship, it's always Him and I cannot do anything? Or we go the opposite. We become so religious. I become so religious. And I think I can get to Him through my good works. And that's not the case either. Anyway, I had this thing in me that why do I always feel that I am nobody in front of Him? You know what? I am somebody because He put it in me. And Jesus Christ lives in me and lives in you. We are somebody. We can change His mood and we can make His day. We can. We have the power to do it. In that sense, I have to be filled with joy that, wow, I have been created from His image, and it was a gift. Just wanted to share those things that they're just boiling inside me. Yes, we cannot be like those Pharisees, which we are, trying to get to Him through good work. But at the same time, I ask the Lord to open our eyes to receive the gift that He gave it to us. And He placed it in us, and He says it's yours. And it's not only yours, it's you. He put Christ in us, and He said, you become one with Him. The gift is He Himself, and He said, it's you. You know, we look at you, we look at Him, we say, it's all about you, God, and we told the truth. And He looks at us, and He tells us, it's all about you, which He speaks the truth. Otherwise, He wouldn't give His Son for this you and me. That's the gift. That's the gift. I don't even know if I made sense, but I had to get it out. Then I don't have to cling to my accomplishment to really feel good about myself. He has given me and you Himself. And in that sense, to a degree, we have power to make His day. That's all.